It's Tuesday, September 19th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. AI adoption in SMBs, opportunities, hesitations, and the need for consulting. And PAX 8 embraces private offer vendors. Oracle and Microsoft team up. This is the Business of Tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new SMB group survey found that AI adoption is increasing among SMBs. 25% reported using AI for business tasks, 21% are experimenting with it, and about one-third are considering its adoption. Half of the survey respondents expressed a moderate level of trust in AI for business use, indicating confidence and a degree of caution. SMBs want to ensure that AI is used ethically and responsibly. 59% believe the government should regulate AI. However, only 44% think the government is up to the task. 41% believe their companies have a moderate level of AI expertise, with an additional 18% ranking their experience as high. At the same time, less than one-third of SMB respondents say they fully understand how AI works in their applications. Or another view, this time from Deloitte and Stanford. 25% of smaller businesses currently use AI in chatbots, predictive analytics, and marketing automation. In comparison, there's a 40% adoption rate of AI among larger corporations. Also, small companies with fewer than 100 employees use an average of 16 to 24 software-as-a-service applications, and mid-sized companies with 100 to 1,000 employees operate with about 47 to 93. Despite a 2,000% increase in AI jobs, only 13% of workers have received AI training, according to an analysis by Randstad. Employers are more interested in hiring fully trained AI staff than in training existing employees. However, 52% of survey respondents believe that AI training can help them advance in their careers, and 53% believe AI will impact their work regardless of training. According to a Boston Consulting Group study, below-average performers benefited the most from using AI, while star employees saw fewer gains. The study involved BCG consultants divided into two groups, one with access to AI and another without. The below-average performers using AI showed an average performance improvement of 43%, compared to 17% for above-average performers. However, the study also highlighted the risk of over-reliance on AI, as consultants with access to AI performed up to 20% worse when faced with tasks beyond the AI's capabilities. According to a report by Bain & Company, companies that adopt a wait-and-see approach to AI risk being left behind. The report highlights that 75% of executives surveyed believe AI has already met or exceeded their expectations. Software companies are leading the way in AI adoption, with 89% already using AI to differentiate their products. Why do we care? There's clearly a consulting demand around AI. I've seen coverage lately that correctly focuses on AI not being a managed service. There's nothing yet to manage around things like language models. Maybe, but rather than argue that point, I'll observe all the consulting opportunities around it, helping with policy, regulation, implementation, ethical choices, and the like. Let's put that Bain report in context. Software types are seeing the value right now. It's less impactful in general businesses, and thus why we care. Lots of opportunity to make an impact. The narrative underscores a significant point, the need for expert consultancy in the realm of AI. Instead of focusing solely on AI as a service to be managed, the real opportunity lies in consulting. The complex tapestry of AI adoptions in SMBs, with its myriad challenges and possibilities, beckons consultants to lead the way, shaping the trajectory of businesses in the AI era. PAX 8 has opened its marketplace to private offer vendors, allowing partners to sell third-party solutions directly. The vendors, which offer products tailored to specific verticals, undergo strict validation tests before being made available. PAX 8 recently partnered with HSBC, securing a $50 million line of credit to support its partner community. Oracle and Microsoft announced a partnership to launch Oracle Database at Azure, a service that integrates Oracle Database services on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure within Microsoft Azure data centers. The partnership will make Microsoft Azure the only other cloud provider to run Oracle's database services. The service offers a fully integrated experience for deploying and managing Oracle database instances within Azure, simplifies the purchasing and contracting process, and extends support for various Oracle services. Initially, the focus will be on regions in North America and Europe. All that AI hype has Adobe increasing prices for some of its products by just under 10%, citing the addition of AI capabilities and the associated costs. The All Apps plan will increase by $5 per month, while the Creative Cloud for individual single app plan will rise by $2 monthly. In addition, Adobe is introducing Adobe Express Premium and Adobe Firefly into the Creative Cloud membership, offering AI-assisted creative expression. Firefly, which uses a dataset of Adobe stock and public domain content, will operate on a credit-based system for its tools. Why do we care? I'm thinking about the value of distribution and marketplaces, with a series coming out on the topic. Tuck that one away. The others are very tactical, Microsoft really being a mature ecosystem player, and Adobe leaning into both cloud subscriptions and AI. Amidst the evolving tech landscape, it's essential to discern the nuanced transformations. Marketplaces and platforms, like PAX 8, highlight the role of effective distribution channels in today's digital age. Collaborative ventures, such as the Oracle-Microsoft partnership, accentuate the industry's collaborative nature, driven by mutual benefits and shared visions. Adobe's AI-centric decisions spotlight the impact of AI on business models and pricing. In a nutshell, while these developments might seem routine, they offer valuable insights into the broader strategies and directions of tech. Whether it's optimizing distribution, producing productive alliances, or leveraging AI, the future forward lies in adaptive and forward-thinking moves. Are you struggling to hire top talent for your MSP? What if a team of senior technicians screened thousands of remote MSP candidates so you could review the best of them on video, only interviewing candidates you already like? Support Adventure handles your recruiting, HR, and onboarding needs, hiring only the best English-speaking talent from around the world. Make a remote team that works hard for you and fits your company's culture. Check out supportadventure.com/MSP radio to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today, National IT Professionals Day. Perfect for this podcast. So kudos to you, you IT professionals. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.